People make all kinds of prayers all over the world. These were actual prayers overheard from bedrooms of children. Dear God, please make my parents understand that if I don't eat vegetables, I do better at school. Dear God, please forgive me for hiding my sister's favorite doll, and please don't tell her where it is. Dear God, can you get me a smartphone? Santa must have forgot. Dear God, I saw my big brother walking out of the shower on accident. God, can you erase that from my brain? Who do you pray like? When we think of prayer, we have pictures and images in our mind of people who pray. A deeply spiritual man shut up in his room praying for 5 hours. An absolutely holy guru on his knees in the mountains of Himalayas. A passionate woman of God doing prayer walks in our neighborhood. An eloquent, zealous, articulate man who expresses to God what's on his heart. When you think of prayer, who comes to your mind? I have been deeply impacted by 2 specific images. Firstly, my dad, who recently celebrated his 80th birthday. He gave his heart to the Lord about the time I was born. My imagery of prayer for the first 10 years of my life, deeply impressionable age, was my dad spending time in God's presence on early mornings, even 4 a.m. on cold winter mornings. I have faint recollections of being huddled up on his lap as he was intensely seeking God's face. Another powerful imagery is a story I have heard long time ago of a young man who comes to a man mightily used by God. He comes with one request. I want to be used by God just like you. The man of God responds firmly, well, to be used by God, you need to come to my home. Come to my house tomorrow at 11 a.m. The young man lands up at the home of the man of God at 11 a.m. The man of God spends time having casual conversation with the young man in his drawing room. The young man is eager to know the secret ingredient to be used by God. Sir, I've come here to know the secret. Please tell me fast. The man of God smiles, all in good time, young man. The secret is not here. It's in my bedroom. Now by this time, the young man is quite scared. The man of God gets up and asks the young man to follow him. The man guides him to a study table and shows him on the study table 2 holes. Young man, do you know what these 2 holes are? The young man says, sir, I do not know. This is where I sit and pray. I open my Bible, I place my hands, and over the years, I place my hands, my elbows, where you see these holes. Then the man of God pointed 2 holes on the wooden floor. That's where I kneel daily and pray. Young man, until you can commit yourself to a life of prayer, you cannot be used by God. Powerful stories and experiences. But there is a problem with these stories. When we listen to stories like this, we tend to visualize and almost glamorize these stories. And often 2 things happen when we hear these stories. We get inspired and we start praying for a short time. And after our inspiration fades, we need the next story to motivate us. When there is no more inspiration, we stop praying. We get inspired, or often we get discouraged. Listening to these stories, we hear these stories and wonder, these are really awesome supermen and superwomen of prayer. I cannot do it. I am just a normal nobody. That's why it's important we look beyond inspiration and perspiration. And we look at the greatest model of prayer, Jesus himself. Who do you pray like? Let us discover the secret or praying like Jesus. The Jesus prayer life doesn't follow a particular format or ritual. The name around which an entire religion revolves around did not make prayer a ritual. In this series, The Jesus Prayer Lifestyle, we are going to discover six basics when it comes to Jesus' prayer life. I'm going to be using several of the passages from the life of Jesus from the Gospels. But because the Gospels cover so much on Jesus' life, we'll have time in the series only to scratch the surface and look at the basics. I recommend you to take the next few weeks to read the Gospels and circle every reference to the prayer life of Jesus. Once you circle these passages, ask these two important questions. How did Jesus pray? How can I pray?